Stand by for Barracuda Bonus. The San Jose Barracuda present Barracuda Bonus, a final in-depth look at tonight's action.
A valiant effort for the Barracuda in their comeback bid on the road comes up just short as they fall by a final score of 4-3 at the hands of the Rockford IceHawks. They are now 1-1-1 all time inside of BMO Center. They scored twice in a four-second span to start the third. That got the game tied. But in overtime, Colton Dock, the overtime hero, his 10th of the season at 2:38. Let's recap this one. The Barracuda put the first three shots on net in the first period. But on Rockford's first shot of the game, it was a 2-on-1. And Luke Philp, in his first game of the year, after coming back from an Achilles injury, was able to work down the right wing and pump one past Georgi Romanov on a slap shot to open up the scoring, beating Romanov far side. So the Barracuda down by a goal. They'd give up eight straight shots, including that shot for Philp. But on the first shot since that eight-shot stretch, the Barracuda would find a way to level the score. Ethan Cardwell would snap an eight-game goal as Trout, as he would follow the same recipe as Philp, work down the right wing, and fire a slapper past the netminder. Dogs back to retrieve it. Roos around the wall. Veered to center. Picked up by Mukamadul into the Cuda. Here comes Cardwell down the wing. Leads into a shot. He scores! A missile from Ethan Cardwell. A similar goal that we saw from Rockford earlier in the period. Just working down the wing and teeing it up. He puts it off the pipe and in for his 16th of the year, as it beats Stauber glove side, and we are tied at 1-1. Ethan Cardwell is co-leading 16th of the season from Shakir Mukamadul and would level the score at 1-1. And we go into the intermission with that score. And the Barracuda ultimately out shooting the IceHawks in the first by a final count of 10-9. So we go to the second. Barracuda took the only minor penalty in the first. It turned out to be the only penalty they took all game. That was a big bright spot, was the discipline. In the second, they'd go on the power play three times, but the IceHawks would score on their first penalty kill of the game as they get a goal from Cole Gutman, his 10th of the year. First shorthanded goal at 3:51. That would give Rockford a 2-1 lead. And then at 6:04, David Guss would rip one home, coming right down the middle of the ice. His 14th of the season, 100th in the AHL from Kaiser and Dock. That was Rockford's third goal. So the Barracuda found themselves down by two after 40 minutes of play. Rockford outshot the Cuda 10-7 in the period. Barracuda would storm back, though, in the third. An incredible third period. They outshoot the IceHawks 16-6 in the third. And they'd wait just 40 seconds to cut the lead back down to one as Cole Castles from below the right dot would rip one past the goaltender, Jackson Stauber, to cut the lead down to 3-2. Port Cardwell shimmies it along for Castles on the end boards. Back for Ethan Cardwell. For Castles, one-timer! He scores! A quick shot from below the right dot by Cole Castles, and he beats Stauber flush just 40 seconds into the third. Barracuda were not done. They then draw another penalty, the fourth minor of the game. Tepley called for boarding, and the Barracuda would go on to the power play, and they'd finally cash in on their fourth power play of the game. 3:46, the time of the tying goal. Tristan Robbins ripping it home. And for Robbins, it snapped a lengthy goal stride. Had not scored in 13, his first goal since January. And he tied the score up for the Barracuda in that third period at 3-3. Vision a little bit, didn't allow him to reel that puck in. Back to the point, Cuda over the line. Robbins, his shot, he scores! He beats Stauber short side. It's a power play goal, and we're tied at 3-3. It's two goals for the Barracuda in the first 4 minutes of this third period, and they have answered the bell and tied the score up at 3-3. Great shot from Robbins. He beats the goaltender Stauber, his third of the season, to tie it up at 3-3. That was the final goal of the third period, so we'd go to overtime. In the extra session, the Barracuda were outshot 3-1. And on Rockford's third shot, they'd seal the victory. Colton Dock, his 10th of the season, second point of the game, 2:38, the time of the extra session winner. And this is how it sounded. By Phillips, shrugged aside, Romanov. Picked back up by Dock, works to the net. Forehand scores. Game winner, Colton Dock. 2 minutes. minutes and 38 seconds in overtime. He beats Romanoff. And the Ice Hawks win it 4-3 in overtime. The Barracuda have dropped their ninth game of the season in overtimes. They are now 0-9. For Doc, his first overtime goal of his pro career. For the Ice Hawks, they are now 6-5 in extra sessions. And with the win, the Ice Hawks improve on the season to a record of 27 wins, 22 losses, 5 overtime losses, and 2 shootout losses. They are up to 61 points on the year. Meanwhile, the Barracuda, they do earn a point, 47 now on this season, but they are now 18-28-9-2. That is their ninth overtime loss of the year, 0-9 this season in the extra session. And you think about a Pacific Division in which 7 of the 10 teams make the playoffs, it's such a small difference between getting in and not getting in. And for the Barracuda on the outside of that picture and needing points desperately, their problem has been these overtime games. If you're able to just go 500, think about all the points that they've missed out on this year. They are 0-9 in overtime, just 1-2 in shootouts. So collectively, beyond 60 minutes, they have just one win this year to the Barracuda in 12 games this year that has went beyond regulation. Just honestly astonishing. The fact the Barracuda haven't found a way to win more games beyond the 60-minute regulation, it's almost bad luck at this point that they haven't found a way to win a couple of them. Now 0-9 on the season. These teams will run it back tomorrow. Puck drop scheduled for 2 o'clock Pacific. Well, pregame coverage starting at 1:30 on the Sharks Audio Network. You can listen live also and watch on AHLTV.com. Let's go over our three stars tonight. Number three star is Colton Dock, the game-winning goal in overtime. Dock, the rookie forward, finishes with 2 points, a goal, an assist, plus 2 rating, 2 shots on net in 2 penalty minutes. Number two star, Ethan Cardwell, matches a career high with 3 points, had a goal and 2 assists. Did Cardwell had a plus 1 rating, 4 shots on net for Cardwell. And the number one star is David Gust. Picks up his 100th AHL goal of his career. Did Gust had a assist, plus 1 rating, 3 shots on net. He is the number one star. Barracuda will look for a little bit of redemption tomorrow. Earlier start on St. Patrick's Day. Again, we'll be back on the air with pregame coverage starting at 1:30 Pacific time from the BMO Center here in Rockford. That'll do it for our broadcast coverage tonight. We would like to remind fans, winning goaltender is Jackson Stauber, losing goaltender Georgi Romanoff. We'll see who the Barracuda go with tomorrow. Most likely, the goalies will swap. So Etu Makaniemi will likely get the start. For the Cudas, they'll look to get back in to the win column. Until tomorrow night, I'm Nick Nolenberger, signing off from Rockford. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Barracuda on the Barracuda Audio Network. Fred.
This has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey.